From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting tear gas fired at migrants in Greece. Police at the Greek-Macedonia border fired the tear gas at protesters trying to pull down part of a fence separating the two countries. No arrests were made and no injuries were reported. The violence took place Wednesday at the Eromeni border crossing, the site of similar clashes with stranded migrants earlier in the week. International Monetary Fund experts say the risk of financial instability has risen in wealthy nations and remains high in emerging markets. Jose Vinales, a senior IMF official, told journalists Wednesday the recent market turmoil reflects faltering growth, rising uncertainty, and falling confidence among investors.
A key question that we addressed in the report is whether the turmoil that we have seen over the past months is now safely behind us. It's a one-off event, or is it a warning signal that more needs to be done? And I believe it's the latter.
Jose Vinales. A strong earthquake hit northern Myanmar Wednesday night. It was felt throughout the region and in parts of neighboring China and India. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The magnitude 6.9 quake was centered in the jungle about 220 kilometers from Mandalay, Myanmar's second largest city. Exit polls in South Korea indicate opponents of President Park Geun-hye's Saenuri party are doing better than expected in Wednesday's legislative elections. The exit polls indicate voters may have denied the ruling party a clear majority in the National Assembly. Recent opinion polls had shown strong public support for Park, particularly for her tough stance on national security taken against North Korea. This is VOA News.